Thank you very much and good afternoon. I'm pleased to be back in Tbilisi. I'm pleased because Slovakia and Georgia are two friendly countries and we have a number of issues to discuss and to talk about. I also believe that the timing of this visit is suitable because it comes a couple of months after your parliamentary elections and very democratic transfer of power between the two governments, and still well ahead of the Vilnius summit, which is the highlight of this year, and we want to see Georgia being successful. We've discussed, as Minister said, number of issues, internal political developments in Georgia, and I really appreciate the continuity in the strategic orientation of the country and very good work done by the government with regard to the European and Euro-Atlantic agenda. We've discussed our bilateral relations. I reconfirmed Slovakia's firm support for Georgia's territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. We've discussed a number of practical steps, how to improve life of our citizens, issuing visas, sending our diplomats here. I'm accompanied by the group of business people, and we've opened the business seminar where they are discussing possibilities for closer and more intensive cooperation between our two countries. And of course, we dedicated a lot of time discussing the EU agenda and NATO agenda, and I fully agree with the words of Madam Minister. Georgia is one of the front runners of the Eastern Partnership program, and it will be appreciated and recognized at the summit in Vilnius. And we also very much appreciate Georgia's commitment when it comes to the integration to NATO and the progress achieved. And I also particularly express our appreciation for the active participation of Georgia in the ISAF operation in Afghanistan and also the commitment to be part of the EU training mission in Mali. So we had a very good discussion. We have identified a number of areas how to improve or further enhance the quality of our economic cooperation, because our political dialogue is very intensive and we are meeting with Minister Panjakidze quite regularly. And I invited Minister Panjakidze to visit Slovakia and to be my guest in the course of this year. Georgia has expressed a number of times its commitment to the European future and Euro-Atlantic future, and what's important is that this commitment has been expressed by concrete actions, as has been demonstrated on the progress on the association agreement and DCFTA. So by now Georgia has practically completed negotiations, and this will be formally recognized at the Vilnius summit. And this is not the end of the road. Of course, we have the visa liberalization process going on and continuing. But Eastern Partnership is an open-ended program, which is meant to bring your country and the other countries closer to the European Union. How close? It depends on you. Slovakia is very supportive of your ambitions with regard to your future. And we are expressing our support first as a members of the European Union when we discuss the documents and when we are deciding about future activities with regard to your country. And we are also supporting your ambitions bilaterally, because Slovakia is the country that a couple of years back was practically in the similar position as your country is today. We've been on the other side of the fence. Now we are members of European Union, NATO, we are members of Schengen, we are members of Eurozone. We have authentic, successful experience. We know what it takes to overcome all the obstacles and to achieve your dreams. And this is unique. This is something that only a couple of countries from Central Europe have. And we are offering this experience to you because we have been part of this process. We haven't studied it in books, but we have lived through this. And this is our offer to you. And we've discussed this with Minister. Learn from those who have managed to successfully achieve these goals and who still have the ability. And we have a number of programs. Where we offer trainings and study tours for your civil servants, for example, to learn from our experience. Thank you very much.